Thank you, Mr. Piffy. And I guess it's still good morning to everybody here, and probably a real good early morning to some, and a good afternoon to others. But hope everybody is enjoying the Sabbath day. The title I came up with for this sermonette was Purpose and Goal. And hopefully at the end of it ties in with what I'm going to say. But to start off with, Mr. Armstrong always used to come up with, why are we here? And it's sort of fitting in this time and end, as Mr. Bowles has been going through, having vision, and seems to be since the feast, seems to be kind of a theme of that. And just reading through Mystery of the Ages, and on page 208, I'm going to quote some from Mr. Armstrong during the sermonette today. And it is amazing. On page 208, his subtitle is, Why First Fruits? It is that body God has especially called out of Satan's world. It is a body called for a very special purpose. God called us, and here Mr. Armstrong was inspired to say that it's for a very special purpose. We didn't do it of ourselves. To be trained to become rulers and teachers when God does set his hand to convert the world. To be able to rule and to teach the world with and under Christ. It is also necessary that they be first converted from human into actual God beings. So that's God's purpose for us, is to be God beings. We are here. As Mr. Armstrong says, why are we here? We are here to become God beings. And it's not of my doing, your doing. It is God's doing. God has called us for a special purpose. That explains why there are repeatedly called the first fruits of God's salvation. We are first fruits. God has called us to be first fruits for that special purpose that he has called us. And we'll look at that, just an example of that, over in Revelation 14 and verse 4. Revelation 14 and verse 4. And it does mention it many, many, many times throughout the Bible. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb, whither he goeth. They were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. So there we have it, that's the purpose that God has called us to, and that is why we are here. In the next phase of, or subheading in the book on Mystery of the Ages on page 208 through to page 210, if you want to write that down, Parable of the Pounds. In the parable of the pounds, Jesus pictures a rich young ruler going off to God's throne in heaven and receiving a kingdom of God. He gave to each of the churches a pound representing a portion of God's Holy Spirit. And that's what was given to us when we were baptized. That same goal here was we received a portion of God's Spirit. And we must continue to grow and to overcome, and never lose sight of the end vision. We'll go on here. And when Christ returns to earth, having received the kingdom and being already crowned, he shall call those of the church to an accounting. That is you and I. We're going to have to account for what we've done here and now. You know, we can't just come and sit, have a good time, take it easy, come lounge around and enjoy life. We have to work. We were designed to work, even this physical life. God designed us to work, to overcome, to grow. He who qualifies by spiritual growth and development, only half as much, I guess, here he's talking about the first, you know, I'll go over to Luke 19 and through verse 11 to 27. We'll read it there rather than the Mystery of the Ages Mr. Armstrong talked. Luke 19, And we'll start in verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come. Verse 14, but his citizens hated him and sent a messenger after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded those servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading, how much he had overcome, how much they had grown. Then came the first man, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. So basically he was rewarding this man for going out, overcoming, and growing. And he said likewise to him, and the second came, saying unto the Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that which thou did not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I did not lay, that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Therefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one that hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those, in verse 27 here, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Here this shows the example that we must work, strive. We all have different abilities, and we will all grow at different rates. But we must grow. If you take the last gentleman that came back to him, and God said, you know, even if you did just a minimum of, like taking $100 or whatever it was, and you put it in the bank and left it there to grow interest in the bank, you just didn't take it and hide it under a rock and do absolutely nothing. Sit and do absolutely nothing. We must grow. We must overcome. And this is also in the parable of the sower, is showing the same type of thing, that we must do something. We just cannot sit and do nothing. We have to grow and overcome. And if we go to Matthew 13, and we'll read verses 1 through 9. Matthew 13, 1 through 9. The same day when Jesus came out of the house and sat by the seaside, a great multitude were gathered together unto them, so he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And I'm sure Mr. Armstrong, through the years, and even I can remember, you know, people that came to Bible lectures seemed to really be interested, seemed to know the truth, and yet the cares of the world, they never ever did come to service, never did seem to grow. They were swallowed up like by the world. Verse 5, some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth, and when the sun was upon them, were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. In verse 7, some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others, there we probably, through the years, us that have been around for many, many years, you see other people, seen other people come and fade away and disappear. People that we knew for a while and then were gone. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ear to hear, let him hear. We are called here, we're supposed to have ears, and we've been told to hear. So here we are, at this point in time, where the end is close, things are happening in this world at an alarming rate that Mr. Armstrong said would happen, and yet, we must keep on going, we must overcome, and as it says here, he who hath the ears to hear, let him hear. We must never become dull of hearing and be like the ones that did nothing, sat back, or fell upon the rocks even after times. We must not let the cares of this world overcome us and lose out. We must continue to have that vision that the kingdom of God is ahead, and we must never, never, never give up.